Hello. Today the church celebrates the third Sunday of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." We just heard about two distraught people from nearly 2,000 years ago. Consider the following scenarios from our own time. A mother and father rush their child to the hospital in the middle of the night. They've done everything they know to help their child, but the baby's fever simply won't go away. It's a long night of waiting, trying not to think about the worst. It's a night of second-guessing and desperate prayer. From the nursery to the hospital, from the emergency room to the waiting room, this young mother and father walked that long road to Emmaus. While not a complete surprise, it was still a terrible blow. Her job was one of the many that was eliminated in the merger of two companies. There would be a modest severance package and some help finding a new job. But to find a new job in her line of work at a comparable salary will mean a move to another city. Either that, or she'll have to retrain for a whole new career. And so she begins her journey along that long road to Emmaus. Finally, he had taken off a year of school to work on a campaign. He believed in what the candidate stood for. He believed in the political process. He believed in the principle that one person can make a difference. But after a brutal campaign, his candidate lost. The idealism of this young man took a severe beating as he saw just how horrible, cruel, and ugly politics can be. He felt lost, and he didn't know what would be next in his life. And thus he began his journey down that long road to Emmaus. Every one of us has walked that long road that the two disciples walked on that first Easter night so long ago. It's the road of deep disappointment, sadness, despair, and anger. It is certainly a road that many of us, if not all of us, are walking down right now as we make this uncertain journey through this pandemic. But God assures us in his Easter promise that as we travel those roads, we will see him, he will greet us, and make himself known to us. If our eyes, that is, the eyes of our souls, are open, we will meet him in Jesus Christ. Jesus, who is present in the compassion and generosity of others. Jesus, who is present in the breaking of the bread and the healing touch of others. Jesus, who is present in the grace and the wisdom of his Spirit, who is always in our midst. We pray this day and always that our hearts and our consciences will be open to behold the presence of Christ, our constant companion along the many roads that we walk to Emmaus.